House Business and Consumer Affairs, June 2nd, 1999, 8:15 a.m., Hearing Room D.
Consumer Affairs Committee for our second final session. We have three bills on the agenda we're going to work on today, so we will start with a work session on Senate Bill 254. Open a work session. Mr. Putman.
Mr. Chairman, Senate Bill 254 was returned to committee from the floor because it would appear that the paperwork the committee tried to get rid of by passing the bill in the first place causes more paperwork than that, all of which is in the real estate industry. So an amendment has been proposed, and I believe you have copies of that. It basically returns the law to its status prior to Senate Bill 254, except that the 10 days in which the pump seller gets to file a legal description is being extended to 20 days with the amendment, and that would be the only change.
Okay. Representative Gardner.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 254.
Representative Gardner moves the dash one amendment to the Senate Bill 254. Is discussion of the motion? Objections? The order.
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 254 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gardner moves Senate Bill 254 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Atkinson.
Aye.
Representative Gardner.
Aye.
Representative Knell.
Excuse.
Representative Lundquist.
Aye.
Representative Marquez.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Excuse.
Chair Byers.
Aye.
Having received the required number of votes, Senate Bill 254 moves to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Looks like Representative Thompson was the carry. We might as well let him do it.
There you go.
Close the work session. Open work session on Senate Bill 791. Mr. Putman.
Mr. Chairman, 791 was also returned to the committee from the floor of the House. An amendment has been prepared. It's the D4 amendment. I passed that out to you. And I think Representative Gardner is more knowledgeable on this than I am.
Okay. Basically, what the bill does is, before we were talking about anybody who met the minimum qualifications for the program, the amendment simply limits it to those who are otherwise eligible for selection. So they have been selected into the program, can then, if they be indentured to their family business, if...
Indentured?
Well, yeah, you are indentured in an apprenticeship program, believe it or not. Yes, it does go back to indentured servitude.
Okay.
And you're often treated that way. But as long as you're indentured, you can be indentured into the family business as long as there is no adverse impact determined by the State Apprenticeship and Training Council.
Okay. I understand my discussions informally with all the interested parties. Everyone likes the bill as is. They're all nodding their heads. With the record show, they all seem to be thrilled and in love with the bill now. So, Representative Gardner, would you like to...
Mr. Chair, I'll move the B-4 amendments to Senate Bill 791.
Representative Gardner moves the dash B-4 amendments in the Senate Bill 791. Discussion on the motion? Yeah, what's that?
Thank you. What about moving them ahead of other people? If it's a family member, are they, that seemed to have been a concern.
Well, if I can, the original bill said that you would be moved ahead in the selection process.
Right.
What the amendment that says is that you, if you're otherwise eligible, if you've been selected, you're going out to work, you're going to work for a company, whether you be, you know, whatever, apprenticeship, electrical, plumbing, whatever. You've been selected, you're being sent to a company. You can be selected by the company that your, you know, your parent or grandparent owns an interest into.
Okay, so they have to be selected first.
They have to be selected first, and then, and the parent or grandparent has to want them too.
Okay.
This may be an issue. Okay. Objections to the motion? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Gardner.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 791 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gardner moves Senate Bill 791 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Gardner.
Aye.
Representative Lundquist.
Aye.
Representative Marquette.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Atkinson.
Aye.
Chair Warner.
Aye. Having received a required number of votes, Senate Bill 791 as amended goes to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Lundquist, would you like to carry the bill again?
Okay.
Representative is a carrier. Close the work session. We'll now open a work session. Senate Bill 1089. The reason our meeting is late is I was in discussions and negotiations on this bill. Those continue as we speak. The chair would move Senate Bill 1089 to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs. And that way we'll give the parties a chance to keep discussing the issue and hopefully come up with a...
Without recommendation.
Without recommendation. We'll let them chance to keep working on the issue and maybe they can come up with some solutions to what seem to be problems.
Sure. There wasn't any problem with this bill before. Is this isolated or is it tied into something else now?
I guess there's a whole bunch of questions that haven't been answered. When we first heard the bill, we had testimony from DEQ, and that was the only testimony we had. And apparently, there were some questions raised by people on the floor before it came to the vote. I want to know the background, the need, and use some more information on the bill. And you were the carrier of the bill at the time, and I know that I couldn't answer the questions because we didn't have any testimony. I didn't feel you probably could answer those questions either. So that's why we are just, in order to get some of those questions answered before I move the bill forward. The bill may move as it is. I don't know. But
so it's all included in the problem with this bill, if I'm not sure.
Yes, it is. It's strictly with the problem. Nothing else in the dry clean industry. It's just it comes down to kind of the need for the bill and the background of why we have a bill and significant fee raising in the bill. And some justification for that. So that's the issue behind it. So further discussion, any objections to the motion to bill to move the bill to rules? Seeing none, so ordered. That is all the business we have before us today. So I think we will declare our closed committee again. For those of you who did not receive a notice yet, 23rd of June is the day that's been picked to have a party for the committee. So hopefully that's a Tuesday night of about 2 weeks from now. Hopefully you'll keep your...
Mr. Chair, I want you to know I'm practicing my inconsiderate speech by the Republican parties for the floor today after Cruz's speech yesterday for being here on not being here at the committee on time.
Please keep that date open for we'll have hopefully a gala event. It will be over in Silverton at the Oregon Gardens.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully the event will be provided by our former committee member Jackie Ribbs. So that's what we're working on anyway. Thank you very much for your patience this morning.
Very interesting.